Next up, item 478.
Authorize a competitive solicitation and contract with the lowest responsible bidder and provide payment for construction of the Sunnyside North Reconstruction and Green Streets, project number E10367, for an estimated cost of $9.9 million.
Very good. And colleagues, obviously, Commissioner Fish had to step aside, but we have Brandon Wilson, engineer, and Scott Gibson, principal engineer from the Bureau of Environmental Services, and they're here with a brief presentation about the ordinance. Thank you, folks, for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. For the record, my name is Scott Gibson, and I'm here to ask for approval for a construction contract on the Sunnyside North Reconstruction Project. Next slide, please, Brandon. The Sunnyside North Project is a part of our Neighborhood to the River program. These program goals are to plan and implement collection system projects that provide both watershed health and sewer system improvements through innovation, collaboration, and integration of efforts. Using this project delivery method makes sense in the Sunnyside North Basin, working collaboratively to develop and implement project solutions to most efficiently deliver the greatest system, community, and watershed benefits. Project goals are best achieved through an integrated planning and implementation approach, which includes a combination of capital projects, private property retrofits, vegetated improvements, and education, community outreach, and public involvement, all delivered through an equity lens. The three pictures we show are our standard green streets. We also have some community involvements, including planting of the green streets and street trees in this program. And the lower photo shows what we call our private property retrofit, where we get volunteers from the community to retrofit their own private property to make it more sustainable with our system needs. And with that, I'll turn it over to Brandon Wilson, our project manager.
Thank you, Scott. Good morning. My name is Brandon Wilson, for the record. This project is primarily capacity-driven, with goals to reduce basement sewer backup risk and reduce storm flows entering the combined sewer. This is accomplished by upsizing undersized pipes and constructing vegetated stormwater facilities, both curb extensions and planters. On the screen, you can see an overview of the project area. The geographic location is bounded roughly by 20th to the west, Cesar Chavez to the east. North is Stark, and the southern boundary is roughly Taylor. You can see the Lone Fir Cemetery is nearby, as well as Laurelhurst Park to the north. Let's see. So there's also a subset project area that we've added six additional stormwater facilities that will be combined as part of this project around 30th and Market. I would also like to note that there is night work for one block in this project along 25th between Belmont and Morrison, and we anticipate that taking 3 weeks. And we only have one block because of the early coordination we've done with Bureau of Transportation and to minimize night work and other impacts along Belmont. Let's see. So this project is recommended through as part of the BES Systems Plan 2012. A little bit more detail about some of the scope: 9,700 linear feet of mainline pipe, down to 8-inch and up to 48-inch. And again, it's mostly capacity driven, but there are some poor condition pipes that we're fixing as well as 13 new sewer extension mains. And the third point is the 33 stormwater facilities as part of this project. Public involvement. Our public involvement representative is Debbie Castleton. And there has been several mailings. There have been several mailings sent throughout the project life informing surrounding community of updated project information, several neighborhood meetings. Public meetings, including those within the Neighborhood Association, allowing for education and interaction, and as well as continued ongoing close coordination with residents and businesses regarding specific concerns and impacts. Project schedule and budget. You can see that the ordinance is for $9.9 million. The advertisement, we're anticipating next month. Level of confidence is high. purchasing agent to report back to council after this with the lowest responsible bid. That's after the advertisement. Notice to proceed in construction, if everything goes well, is this October. And construction duration is approximately 15 months. And that concludes the presentation. Are there any questions?
So all the curb extension work will be fully compliant ADA, result in ADA compliant
yes.
curbs as well?
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah, that's definitely
question.
Our intent.
Okay. We're also working very closely with Bureau of Transportation to understand the interaction of our curb extensions with the ADA ramps. Mm-hmm. And we've expanded the level of involvement we do on ADA ramps to, we do a lot of repaving. And so as you repave, you have opportunities to fix or improve ramps, and we're working on some ways to work better with PBOT so that they can prioritize where those improvements get made.
Okay. That's good. Very good. Is there any testimony on this item?
No one else signed up.
All right. This is a first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading. Thank you, gentlemen.